The man accused of robbing a Chase Bank in Redmond is being held on $250,000 bail. According to the Deschutes County District Attorney's Office, Sterling Donald Dubuque was arraigned on Monday on first-degree robbery and the unlawful use of a weapon. The robbery happened on Friday at the Chase Bank in the Redmond Fred Meyer store. The defendant is also being held on parole on a parole matter from California. The Oregon legislature moves closer to a new law that would crack down on child sex trafficking. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
In the sex trade, Portland is known as Pornland, but State Senator Lori Montes Anderson says it's not limited to the Rose City.
The illegal sex trade is a serious issue across Oregon.
This bill will significantly toughen penalties for Johns caught with underage prostitutes.
Third conviction, it would be $20,000 and 30 days in jail.
The bill also eliminates the defense that a John doesn't know a prostitute's age if that person is a minor. The bill returns to the House. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Ballot returns trickle in to county clerk's offices. They're due 1 week from yesterday. Deschutes County voters have returned about 11% so far, Crook County 13%, and Jefferson County has the most with 22%. Ballots must be returned by next Tuesday, May 17th at 8 p.m. Deschutes County Clerk Nancy Blankenship hopes to get about a third of the voters to mail in their ballots. And a debilitating disease is getting some attention in Oregon. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose explains.
Molly McCabe suffers from lupus. She explains what it is.
Lupus is an autoimmune disorder, and it affects the organs of the body. Any organ in the body, it can pretty much go in and inflame.
McCabe has worked hard with legislators this session to bring attention to the disease that affects nearly 2 million Americans, mainly women.
Senate Bill 348 was just passed last week and signed by the governor. It is to make lupus awareness month.
McCabe and her supporters want more people to be aware of the often misdiagnosed disease. They're also working toward earlier diagnoses and research toward a cure. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton is getting some statewide attention after local demonstrators from an immigrants' rights group that accused the county of racial profiling. Sheriff Blanton was on the Lars Larson show yesterday to talk about those allegations.
That the immigrant family services have accused the folks, law enforcement in Central Oregon, primarily in Deschutes County and here at the Sheriff's Office, and myself as being discriminative and profiling illegal immigrants, which I take offense to.
In fact, they say that that somehow, and to quote one of those advocates, that people are being kicked out of the United States for having broken taillights for minor crimes. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Blanton says illegal immigrants are not a problem in Deschutes County. He explains that of the nearly 6,000 people booked into the county jail last year, about 100 or less than 2% were placed on ICE detainers because they didn't have proper ID. And despite high gas prices, local tourism officials say early signs are pointing to a strong spring and summer tourism season. 1110 KBND's Dave Jarvis reports.
Alana Audette, the president of the Central Oregon Visitors Association, says they're gearing up for all those visitors and hopefully all those dollars coming to Central Oregon.
We're fortunate to be a year-round destination. It's going to keep us busy, but yes, in fact, about 75% of all of the tourism volume visit the region between June and September. So we are coming into the peak season, and that's if spring ever arrives. We are ever hopeful, but we're looking forward to a strong year.
Audette was a recent guest on KBND's Your Town. She says even though the tourism experiences in cities and places throughout Central Oregon may be very diverse and different, the region is pretty cohesive and make it a point to work together to be stronger overall. Dave Jarvis, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for this Wednesday. And I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.
Don't you like the way Alana said, we are ever hopeful spring is going to arrive?
I like the way Alana says everything. She's one of the most well-spoken people I've ever met.
Yeah, she really is. She's terrific. 10 minutes after.